Attention Magazine, making a difference for people affected by ADHD. Check out the December issue, where we'll cover strategies for a stress-free holiday, travel and routine challenges, dealing with extended families, and parenting when you have ADHD. Attention Magazine is chad.org. Click, join, get involved. Download the Attention Magazine app on iTunes.
This is Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station, part of the Attention Talk Network. Its sister stations include Attention Talk Video, your ADHD talk show station, our subscription-based newsletter, Attention Talk News, your ADHD news source. Each media channel can be accessed at their respective URLs, attentiontalkradio.com, attentiontalkvideo.com, and attentiontalknews.com. Keep up with all the media channels on our Facebook page, found at facebook.com/attentiontalkradio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
All right, everybody, good evening, and welcome to this edition of Attention Talk Radio, our last radio show in the year 2015, and we've got a great topic for you tonight. It's favorite ADHD moments, and I'm kind of having a little menage a trois tonight with Caroline McGuire and Kirsten Milliken, both co-hosts of Attention Talk Radio in the past, bringing them on board. I think we're gonna share some stories, both from radio shows and just some moments that are out there that maybe it'll give you some flashbacks of some ADHD moments and or make you chuckle. So that's what we got teed up real quickly. Tonight is December the 30th in the year 2015 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A few announcements. I put together my list of favorite top 10 Attention Talk Radio shows. If you want to check those out, go to digcoaching.com/ATR. We're actually putting these things together because we've actually amassed 460 interviews between our radio and our video with over 210 hours of content. And because that's so massive, like I said, we're putting together these little lists, and so we encourage you to go check that out. Also, ADHDfund.com is a crowdsourcing website designed to raise small-scale money for ADHD worldwide. And while we're turning the corner, and I got Kirsten here. Kirsten, a real quick plug for the ADHD Coaches Organization Conference. That's the end of April, beginning of May, right?
April 28th, and it's actually this year called the International ADHD Professionals Conference, and it's hosted by the ADHD Coaches Organization. So
awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
We just are going to be starting to announce our speakers coming out soon, and there's a new website, so we want to make sure everybody's looking for us at ADHDProfessionalsConference.com.
So be on the lookout for that. Also, Women Palooza is a telesummit that starts on the 11th. Linda Rogley and Terry Maitland are putting that thing together, so we encourage you to go check that out. I know they're everything's women's issues, but they're doing a really good job. This is the first time those two have actually come together for a telesummit, and had a little bit of preview of some of it, and actually going to be presenting myself. So we encourage you to go check that out. Let's see, what other announcement we got? I think I got another one, but we also want to thank Alcobria is a short-term sponsor of us because they are promoting a clinical study. We're going to be doing a show in a month talking about the advantages of taking part in a clinical study. Whether you're interested in what they're doing or not, there's a few byproducts that I think that you might find fascinating, particularly if you want a second opinion on a diagnosis or you're not too sure about some things. We've got a couple surprises on that, so be on the lookout for it. So with that, let's get into the show. So, ladies, our topic tonight is favorite ADHD moments, and certainly some show topics will go, but also we'll field anything else out there. And I guess I want to kind of kick stuff off and talk about the inspiration for a show we did one time. We did a show with Gina Pera on the first time on ADHD on in sex and intimacy, and it was funny because I was just talking to some people. This is back in like 2009, 2010, about this topic and the fact there was no research that was there. And there was a woman real quickly who just kind of jumped in who had ADD, and she says, well, you know, when I'm having sex, I'm sitting there, and like, it's like the ceiling fan. I look at it, it's got this noise, and it bothers me. It's like I wish the electricity would go off to shut the fan. But she goes, then I think the refrigerator would go off, and then the waffles would defrost. And I'm sitting there going, oh, my God. How ADD is that to be distracted in the middle of this and be worried about the waffles?
So, Jeff, actually, you're talking about sex brings up another thing. You started this whole show off by talking about the fact that you were having a menage a trois. And I have been sitting here for the last several minutes trying not to laugh hysterically at that, because when you and I were doing the show together, my partner used to always say, oh, is that your second husband calling whenever you would call me? And this has been the joke now between Carolyn and I, that we are your other two wives. And so it's official now. It's official now. We're polygamous. If that's not an ADHD thing, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, that was a funny story. Is, you know, Kristen, the first time you had come and said, hey, Jeff, I wouldn't mind, you know, kind of jumping on and host or co-hosting with you, and we were talking about going back and forth, and I remember wanting to be to try to come up with a deal that would be kind of fair for both of us, and I think that was right on the heels of the show that we did with you, going from wow to bored to gone, which was a discussion about, like, dating and marriage and your experiences doing that. And I remember us having the conversation. I was like, I didn't want it to end in a real negative way. And I think you were in Tampa visiting down, and I said, you know, if we do this, at some point in time, we're going to get a divorce. And it was funny because it hadn't left my mouth, and you were like, yep, we are.
Well, it's an ADHD thing, right? You have to know that. And what I remember you saying to me was, at some point you're going to have something else going on, or you're going to get bored, or something's going to happen. And so you and I agreed to get married, always with a divorce in mind. And when things started dwindling down, I think we agreed that we were going to have a separation, and we were never going to get divorced.
You're starting to get distracted with Play ADHD, which I kind of knew, and I called you up and said, I tell you what, let's not get divorced. Let's just go for a long separation, and we've enjoyed you coming on the show periodically ever since. It's been a match made in heaven.
It has been. It's the longest lasting marriage I've ever had. So,
so Caroline, you have an individual story that shared, I think it was when you were in college, of an 80 moment for yourself that you just impulsively did it and didn't realize it until you were in the middle of it?
So I'm kind of a proper person, if you know me, and I try not to expose myself to ridicule, but that's where the ADHD gets in the way. So I had a final paper to turn in. It was actually my thesis in college, and I had planned everything out so badly that when my printer, which was one of those dot printers, remember you used to have to like line up the little dots in the paper, wouldn't work. I had to go to the printing center, and I think I was wearing a raincoat, my pajamas, and galoshes. And so I went there and I begged someone to like print out the paper ahead of the, you know, 100 people lined up, and they did for some reason. And then I literally ran across campus because I had this older lady professor who was very serious. Like, if it is not in by 12, if it is 12:05, I will not take it. And I knew she was serious. And I ran across campus, and I kid you not, I ran into my then boyfriend, now husband, who was kind of like, I think this is a low point. I ran into every professor I had, like, ever had. I ran into, you know, ex-boyfriends, and there I was in my pajamas. And I really, it was an aha moment, because I was kind of like, I think I have a problem. Because I think if you're in your pajamas running across campus at midday, I did get the paper in, however, but it was one of those moments where you go, oh, I think that I may need better time management.
Well, it's funny because you're self-aware because you caught that in the middle of it. I was doing an interview with Yvonne Nardone, the wife of the Tom Nardone, and in the middle of the interview, she started talking about how they were going to Thanksgiving or something like that, and he had like a onesie bunny outfit that he just, everybody else is wearing like a coat and tie, and he just shows up at the family affair with a bunny outfit and hardly remembered it. I mean, I'm sitting there laughing in the middle of the interview, and then she's talking about, you know, sex and stuff like that, and it's just like, you know, because I guess they sleep in different bedrooms or something like that, and I guess when she gets frisky, she goes, "Hey, Tom, take a shower," which she goes, that's foreplay in the Nardone household. Take a shower.
The two of them have got a million stories. They do.
They were
at the Chad conference, and you know that they were bringing all of their equipment with them to do a show. And Yvonne and Tom said that they had a lot of their stuff in garbage bags, and so you can imagine as they were coming into the hotel with all of the with their stuff in garbage bags.
Sanford and Sean showed up to do the shooting.
Exactly. So the hotel, I think, accosted them and just wanted to make sure they were actually staying there.
It's
so funny.
So the glitches that happen sometimes, Kirsten, I remember the first show that you did, we had Stacey Turris on. I don't know if you remember that show, but you kind of come on. We're trying to get our groove. And back in those days, you were like, "Hey, let's do something really cool. Let's like FaceTime so we can see each other while we're doing the interview." And I'm scrambling around because we don't have enough bandwidth. That's kind of going back and forth. In the middle of it, all of a sudden, I lose Stacey, and I'm trying to get her back. But then I get lost, and she comes back on, and Kirsten's like just like deer in the headlights, trying to like, "Oh, but." So I get up and I had to dial out and log back in, and I come back in and they're like, they're laughing their ass off. And I'm kind of like, I'm sitting there, can I get part of the conversation again? It just, the brevity of all is just hilarious. Took it such drive.
I remember that when Stacey was off, we decided that that would be a good time to start reading some of her stories. And so I think it was about 10 minutes I was reading her stories, and she came back on and said, "Oh, my God. Those stories were great. They sounded way better when you tell them." Always happy to tell somebody else's stories. So that's funny though, because I was having flashbacks of that interview with Stacey the other night when I was on the Totally ADD show, because Rick decided at the urging of Eric Tivers to try this new platform Blab, which apparently is in beta. And so throughout this fabulous holiday show that they were putting on, Rick kept getting bumped off. And so our host was gone, and, you know, Diane Dempster and Barbara Luther and I were the first three on, and Diane can't communicate. For some reason, the sound isn't working on her things, and Rick gets bumped off, and so it's Barbara and I. And so I ended up telling a story about Christmas, and she was just so joyful that night. We had the best time. It was very funny. Rick eventually got back on, and Diane got on. I know the same thing happened to you.
Well, what's funny is that number one is never do anything in a beta, particularly like that. And they were billing this as going to be so easy. So I dial in because I ran a radio show and I'm jumping off to test the stuff 15 minutes before it all starts. And I can't get on. And I spent like 40 minutes downloading browsers and dealing and email with Jimmy. And intermittently, I could hear you and Barbara just kind of going on. So finally, you guys lopped off and I kind of come on. And we're sitting there with Dr. Olivardi and Ari. And they had already started, so I came on 5 minutes into it. And then, like, 10 minutes after that, Rick's gone as a result of that. And they were in this heavy conversation, and again, just step right in, like, all right, I start asking, like, show questions at that point in time. And then finally I get an email from Jimmy, says, "Hey, Copper, thanks for the show going, continuing. And then Rick kind of comes back, and he comes without even missing a beat. Show goes on. But that's classic ADHD webinars at its finest.
It really was. It's a good thing Rick's back on his medication. He may not have handled it as well.
Let's go to break real quick. We'll come back with some more good stories. Before we do that, to learn more about Caroline, go to her website at necoaching.com. Kirsten, which website do you want us to promote?
I want to promote the conference website, so ADHD Professionals with an S, conference.com.
And also PlayDHD.com?
In 2 weeks, you can go back, and my new PlayDHD site will be back up, because you know that that's an ADHD thing for me.
Yep. All right, so check that out again.
In the meantime, in the meantime, on Facebook at PlayDHD.
There you go. And again, everybody, to get my top 10 favorite Attention Talk radio shows, go to digcoaching.com/ATR. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Looking for a new way to manage your ADHD or ADD? A new clinical trial is testing an investigational medicine for adults with ADHD. The medication is not a stimulant. There's no cost to participate, and health insurance is not required. If you've been diagnosed with ADHD and want to learn more, visit www.measureadhd.com or call 866-985-0330. That's measureadhd.com or 866-985-0330.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an Edge Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function challenge make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more or call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE to get your free college success guide.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
If you think you understand attention so well, then why are you struggling so much with it? Attention is as simple as it is complex to understand. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. It's grossly misunderstood. Consider this. Focus on the wrong thing, get the wrong solution. In our new ebook, we'll share 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download our ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start understanding and managing your attention today.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. Having a good time sharing favorite ADHD moments. I do want, again, to plug the upcoming telesummits, ADHDpalooza.com, and also thelearningchild.com. That's a telesummit that's coming up that's bigger than just ADHD, but I think you'll find it helpful. So before the break, we're having a great conversation about some really good stories. And, Caroline, you... people with ADHD are, as Dr. Barkley says, they're time blind. There's, you know, there's two times, now and not now. And you got a pretty good story to tell. You want to share that with us?
So I always try to explain to my husband that when we go to these conferences, they're really fun, and that we are, as a people, fun. But there are some themes. One is you never go to a conference with neurotypicals where they make announcements about how many people's keys or cell phones are at, like, a lost and found. And the other thing is when we were at CHAD, I must have talked to 5 people, if I talked to one, who had, like, missed their flights. And one of them, I won't use names, but he was actually building his own kitchen cabinets from scratch. And, of course, his spouse kept saying, like, you know, you're not going to be done in time. You need to get in the shower, whatever. But this guy at one point decided, all is lost. I'm just going to finish my cabinets, and I'll go tomorrow. And whenever I tell my husband stories like that, he's just baffled by us. But I'll tell him that, you know, the conferences are so fun, but it's very accepted that, like, you know, nobody remembers their pens. They're just left behind, little carcasses in the room.
And the people remain nameless, but I mean, nameless in this particular story. But there's an individual that was going to a conference. I can't remember which one it was, but they were going to go, and their assistant was going to go. They had a booth or something set up or whatever, and they were on their own. And they agreed on what flights they were supposed to be on, but the assistant had booked their flight, and the person with ADHD didn't do it. So they showed up at the airport. One had a ticket and said, "Where's your ticket?" She goes, "Oh my God, I forgot to make reservations." So they had to haggle with the airline so that the person could go and the assistant could follow the next time on their ticket, which apparently is not an easy thing to do. They're out there crying with the counter people trying to think, "Can I get on this flight?"
Oh, I am Steph, I have a good one for that. I have a good one for that. I have a person who is a colleague who I love dearly, again, no names, and her assistant said, would you go to give a speech? And she's very prominent in her area, and she said, sure. And so she looked it up, and she saw the place at the time, and she thought, Arkansas, that's not that bad from where I am. I could do that in 2 days. Great, yeah, book it. So when the speech is coming up, her assistant's saying to her, okay, you know, do you have the right clothes and everything? And she's like, I'm just going to Arkansas. It's only a few states away. And she said, Arkansas, you're going to Alaska. And my friend was like, what? She hadn't looked carefully at the, you know, email, total ADHD mistake, and instead she was going to Nowheresville, Alaska, where she literally had to get lessons on, you know, if you hit a moose in your rental car, just keep driving so that the moose flies over the hood of your car.
Oh, my God. Kirsten, you got another Stacy story, right?
Oh, God, I got so many flight stories. You know, Stacy used to do play ADHD. She was co-host with me for a while.
Yep.
And so we met down in South Carolina at one point. And
mm-hmm.
So I was already there, and I was going to go pick her up at the airport. And I got to the airport. I waited, and her flight arrived, and she didn't get off the plane. And I hadn't heard from her. And so I texted her, and I, where the heck are you? And she said, you know, I was sitting here at the gate. I was like an hour early. I was checking my email. And the next thing I know, I looked up, and everybody was gone. I was like, how do you do that? How do you do that? So thankfully, it was a frequent flight, so she got on the next one and made it a couple hours later. But, oh, my gosh.
That's funny.
Hysterical.
That's funny. So, both of you have experienced this where we've had guests on before that just wouldn't stop and take a breath. It wouldn't stop and shut up. And you're trying to kind of rein them in. And I say that because the Attention Talk Radio was really kind of born because it was really an audio podcast that I did. And then I started bringing guests on and having conversations with them. And when they would go into these diatribes that I couldn't get them stopped, I'm like, I got to find some way. I got to have a reason to get them to shut up. So I actually put together like an audio commercial to sell a little thing back in the days of old. And literally the reason I did it wasn't so much to sell myself and the thing, was I could say, hey, we can go to a commercial break so I could get them to shut up and get on offline and say, listen, can we get back to the topic? Literally, that's how it all started, was so I could get these, like particularly the academics, because you know how they get on. They just kind of go on like, would you take a breath, please? Anyway, just had to share that.
I've had that happen, Jeff, but I'm not as skilled as you, and I can, you know, I have to have my cheat sheets for what the commercials are, and I have to check every time because I can't remember. But the thing is that I am terrible at interrupting, and it's really hard sometimes because you want to be respectful, but the break is like the best thing ever. I wish in life that I could, like, have a little commercial break and say to people, I'm sorry, we have to go to a commercial break.
Well,
there's got to be a whole video in that. There's got to be a whole video in that. Oh, my God.
Oh, I remember,
I'm thinking about all the blog posts we could come up with from that.
Well, Caroline, I remember the first show that you did solo, it was pretty funny because after it was over with, we were going texting back and forth because I know you're a big AM radio fan, and we have a little bit of latitude on our show. I mean, things can run a little long, and we can kind of deal with it, but on AM radio, it's really tight. When those, they got to get them off, they've got to get them off, and I think you had a whole new respect for how those hosts actually handle that, because when they, particularly talk radio, is getting the guys to shut up and cutting them off just for the commercial break and or a public service announcement. So it's little lessons learned in the land of Attention Talk Radio.
Very true, very true. And I think that what they do sometimes is they just hang up on people, but I would never, ever do that. So I don't have that means.
Yep. So one of the other things that's interesting is we brainstorm and we come up with ideas, and it's funny. Sometimes the ideas are like long and heartfelt, like Like I might go to a presentation and really see like an academic person and study it and deal with it. Other times, it's something as simple as some, like with Ari, I usually just send him a one liner like, hey, I've got an idea, and we just really, really kind of wing it. Other times, we got to check out what's going on. And Kirsten, you want to share your perspective? One time there was a physician expert that we had on, and we did like a pre-interview to figure out where he was with things. You want to share your experience with that?
Oh, God, you had this great idea that we were going to pre-interview all of the guests. And so... I remember calling this one – I can't even remember where I was. We called this one particular guest, and you and I had the best conversation. We were so jazzed up about talking to this guy and all the information that he had. And he wasn't just – it wasn't just good information. Like, he was engaging and –
well
articulated. We just had a great conversation.
Yep.
Right. And it went – and the three of us were doing a great job of having a conversation. And then I think it was like a couple days later that the conversation was – that the interview was going to happen, and he got on the line – and it was like, you know, the birds chirping in the background. Like, he'd already said it all, so he wasn't going to repeat himself to us. And the two of us got off the line and said, okay, well, that was good, but our previous conversation was better. Let's not do that again.
The agony of it all. It's just like, oh, my God.
Oh my
like, what
God.
Happened? That happens.
Because,
everybody,
wow,
that happens
that
more than
we
you think,
so
and you got to improvise. So, it's anyway, it's life on the Internet.
Right. Spontaneity sometimes is much better, especially in our world.
Touche. I tell you what, let's get our next commercial break in. We'll come back and we'll get into some more stories. It's playdhc.com. We'll be back online in about 2 weeks. It's necoaching.com, digcoaching.com/ATR to get our favorite videos. And the ADHD Coaches Organization Conference is adhdcoaches.org.
It's ADHDProfessionalsConference.com.
All right. With that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
A new study is seeking adults 18 to 55 who have been diagnosed with ADHD or ADD. The study will examine the effects of an investigational medicine on symptoms of ADHD. The medicine is not a stimulant and works differently than currently approved ADHD medications. To learn more, visit www.measureadhd.com or call 866-985-0330. That's measureadhd.com or 866-985-0330.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You can't go off to college with them, but we can. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more how an EDGE coach can help your student reach their full potential. You can also call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE and get a free college success guide.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Focus on the wrong thing, get the wrong solution, misunderstand attention, and you'll struggle with it. Get 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download the ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start managing your attention today.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're having a great time on this episode with my menage a trois, two co-hosts, polygamy, whatever we want to call it. We're talking about our favorite ADHD moments. Getting a little risque on the show, but you know, ladies, some of my favorite ADHD moments, are a little bit selfish, is that is when I'm interviewing people. I think both of you know how jazzed up I get when I'm able to ask a question and catch a guest a little off kilter. And there's a couple of them that I really remember. One of them, as Ari Tuckman kind of came on in our usual fashion, we'd actually talked about this one a little bit. But we're talking about just kind of attention and kind of what's going on. And in the middle of the interview, I said, you know, Ari, can you not pay attention to anything? And he goes, well, sure. And I go, yeah, but when? He goes, like, well, I don't know, sleeping or something like that. But even when you're dreaming, aren't you paying attention to something? And there's this, like, thud, like, well, I guess so. Then the conversation went from there, and I love those things. Another one was we had Kenneth Bloom on a year and a half or 2 years ago, and this is he coined the phrase reward deficit syndrome back in 1997, and the idea was to talk about genes that are associated with this, that, you know, people have substance abuse problems, ADHD, da-da-da. And at the beginning of the interview, I said, you know, Dr. Bloom, let me ask you a question. Are we addicted to drugs, or are we actually addicted to dopamine? He's like, nobody's ever asked me that question before, and I guess we're actually addicted to dopamine, and the drugs that we're addicted to impacted dopamine. And it was just a fun time for me when you get the opportunity to ask those questions and you actually get them to think. So it's not as funny, but I just had to share that with you because it's one of my joys in being a co-host. And or when Kirsten's on the show and she's pumping, like, okay, how does this relate to the next show, the next show, the next show? Remember those times, Kirsten?
I have to tell you, Jeff, that my favorite part of doing the shows with you is when you say, you know, Dr. Barkley. And you know that there's going to be a pause there when everybody's going to wait to see.
The wait for it, wait for it.
The wait for it, here it comes.
Well, he's got some good stuff, but I will have to tell you, the first two I interviewed times, I probably put 6 hours into his stuff trying to look, because he talks very fast. And how do you boil stuff down and get phenotypes? I mean, it was very intense, and I learned a lot from. Obviously, I'm a big fan of his models, but you know, sometimes it's a lot of fun. But I have to tell you, some of these shows, literally, I think for him and a couple others, there's a few other people that we've had on that are really, really bright. Literally, it's like 6, 7, 8 hours of understanding in depth what they're doing to try to convert it down to layman's type terms so that everybody can actually translate it and kind of apply it. So
that reminds me, I went to a class the other day. It was supposed to be an intro to an electronics class. We were supposed to be built. It's in a maker program, right? And so I figured we're going to be making electronic stuff. And it ended up that the guy introduced this class as, you're about to get a 2-year education or a 4-year education in electronics in 2 years or in 2 hours. So 4 years in 2 hours. And he proceeded to lecture us for 2 hours. And at no less than 3 times, I said, so when are we going to do stuff? When are we going to do stuff? And it was all Chinese. Everything he was saying, he may as well have been speaking Chinese because I had no clue what he was talking about. Transistors and this kind of connection and that kind of connection and the rule of this and the law of that. And that's kind of what it's like listening to some of the experts that you get there, Jeff. That was a long way of saying speaking Chinese, and you always do a great job of saying to them, maybe you can explain that for our audience. Like, you know, I understand what you're saying, but maybe you can explain that to the audience.
Oh my God. That reminds me of a story. So we're at a conference, and, you know, I love it when people that listen to the show and people come up, because I'm always looking for really good show ideas. But what we're always looking for on the show is we're trying to pay attention to attention. We're focused on the how and stuff like that. So we're at a conference one time, and an individual approached me. Hopefully you'll remember who this is, Kirsten. And they're asking me about wanting to come on the show, and they're asking me about topics. And I'm trying to describe to them the topics that we're kind of looking for, and they're pitching this thing for me, and the person's not getting
it. Oh, God.
Do you remember that, Kirsten? Remember what you said?
We were at ACO, and we were in the dining room, or in the dining area, like in the big room.
Yep.
Oh, God, who was it? I don't remember who it was, but I can just remember, like, rolling my eyes to the side, going like, ooh. You know, hopefully that person's not listening.
you walked up to him and said, listen, I just don't think that you're attention to our radio material.
I just don't think so. I just don't think so. Oh,
it was pretty funny because the shows that we don't like to do are the ones where they kind of walk in and they don't relate it. It's just like, here's my methodology, here's my stuff. Just like we try not to do infomercials. We always try to get to the background or the how and stuff like that. And, you know, certainly some people have some things that are doing that. But if we come on and we're going to do something, we're going to relate it back to something somehow. And, you know, it's been amazing to me over the years how many people have contacted us with, like, one person wanted to do a show because the dolphin therapy to treat ADHD, among other things. It's just, it's the gamut that you get is just absolutely amazing. So
I'm surprised, actually, that you haven't got, well, maybe you have. a lot of the, like, the herbal supplement people and the, you know, take this pill or, you know, look at these blue lights. Or,
yeah, we've got some of that stuff. I try to figure it out as best I can. Those conversations are quite funny. Or the conversations, everybody's got their book and they want to tell their emotional story. I'm like, everybody's got that book. I need something else. Your story can kind of go along with it, but I just can't. It's replicated for every person with ADHD out there that's ever written a book. But anyway, Caroline, you've got a good bathroom story, right?
Yes. So I went to this lecture, and it wasn't thrown by Rick Green. It was like one of the minions, and the person was so academic, and the audience was like therapists and the audience was like therapists and moms, and all these moms were there with their notebooks, and you could just tell that they'd like got a babysitter, and their hope was like at the end of the night they would know what to do with this kid, you know.
Yep.
And the person was so academic, and they were, I'm sure, very, very bright, but they were explaining everything in, like, completely, you know, Greek terms. So when I went to the ladies' room, there were all these moms in the ladies' room kind of, like, bemoaning, like, oh, my God, I thought that I would leave here with a set of tools, and my kid, you know, has all these tantrums. So I was like, okay, I don't mean to butt in, but let me translate this for you. And before I knew it, I was, like, explaining and translating everything, and we were in the bathroom for, like, 20 minutes, and I, like, drew on pieces of paper to explain it to them. But I couldn't let the lecturer know because I thought they're going to never let me into another lecture again
So, Caroline, my visual is that you're doing a side presentation in the bathroom for all the moms.
I just think it's so funny.
Step into my office, grab some toilet paper, sit down.
We've been talking, Jeff, you know that I've been putting out that we had 50 presentations submitted for ACO for the conference. And
yep.
We started talking, like, can we get any more rooms to do presentations? And the only room that we could come up with was the bathroom.
I can do that there, though, Kirsten, because, you know, I've done it before. I'm really quite good. I just wanted to help the moms out because they were so baffled by this completely academic presentation. And they really had, you know, taken time, gotten sitters. And, you know, hey, if you can give a presentation in a bathroom, like, you can do it anywhere.
Yeah, well, that's touche. Need to wrap this up. Just a couple more stories. You have any that you've been kind of saving in your back pocket we need to put on the table?
I don't have a great story, but I have a great tip. This is you said one of the things you wanted to talk about today was your aha moment.
Yep.
I was sitting in my kitchen the other day. Now, I used to have a standard refrigerator. I recently got this ridiculous thing that looks like in the middle of the night it might come and try and kill me. It's got electronic panels on the front. It's huge. It's ridiculous. But it's supposed to be quiet. And I was sitting in the kitchen, and all of a sudden the refrigerator stopped its quiet noise. And my friend said to me, "Do you realize how distracting the sound of a refrigerator is?" And it was amazing to pay attention to that. I never realized how distracted I get when my refrigerator's running. It's the weirdest thing in the world.
Wow.
Just something for y'all to pay attention to. It was just weird. It was like, that was my aha moment. Like, we don't think about all of these background noises that contribute to our distractibility. Amazing.
Well, I kind of brought that up because, you know, my practice at DID Coaching, you know, we focus on ahas, and we really kind of do the same thing on Attention Talk Radio. We're paying attention to attention. It's shifting kind of what's going on. And that's the one thing that there's a lot of other podcasts out there. I think I've been doing it the longest. But some other good contents come up. They have a different angle. But we're always trying to illustrate how what the obvious solutions when they're not working, you're paying attention to the wrong thing. And ladies, I think that one of the fun part about this show is the guests that we've had come on, and even your own individual contributions about offering up something that is unexpected, that really, really helps in an unexpected way, to me has always been the fun part of the show. And the other part and parcel of that is when I started doing this, I thought I was going to run out of topics easily within the first year. I mean, what is there to talk about yet? We're booked out now, I think, until like almost March, and it just kind of keeps coming. So it's been a thrill for me to do that and also have you guys on the show. So you guys, any thoughts, any comments on that or anything else before we wrap it up?
Can we stay married for a little while longer?
We can continue to be separated. As Caroline says, the Irish wedding will say, well, it'll be 40 or 50 years. We'll never do it. How's that?
That's
that
the way to do
great.
It.
And I'm really liking the whole threesome aspect of it.
All right, ladies. So I can't thank you so much for coming on the show, everybody. You need to check out Kirsten at playdhd.com. Check out Caroline at necoaching.com. Of course, digcoaching.com is my website. So, ladies, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
No
happy
problem.
Holidays.
And I hope you guys go out tomorrow night and have a happy, happy new year and be safe. No ADHD moments tomorrow night. Don't want to get yourself in trouble or embarrassed or anything like that. But anyway, that wraps up for the year 2015. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next year in 2016. Take care.